This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's Pure Joy, 94.9.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Glitter and Tonic here on Joy 94.9. SMS is in on 0427JOY949. Email on air at joy.org.au. It is Byron and Stevie T for the last hour of Glitter and Tonic.
It's sad, isn't it? 52 minutes of GNT magic and then it's all over.
It is indeed. Hey, we've had a message from Sean, an email from Vancouver in Canada.
It's freezing cold over there. -3 degrees right now. I could not imagine that at all. How
very
bad
cold.
Would be.
Hey, he's got a request there.
He does. It's Coffee by Super Sisters.
Now, you heard that playing early before and you said, what is this song?
Coffee.
I've never heard this song before. Yeah, that was the one.
Oh, wasn't this Dirty Talk we just played?
No, before. Before we came on air.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so they played that.
Yeah, they've played it already today.
I sure wanted to wish all the gay and lesbian community in Australia and the GLBTIQI family all the best for 2011.
And I give the Byron and the Stevie T of Glitter and Tonic a big hug. Well, so that's very nice. And we hope you're having a great New Year, Sean.
Yes.
Lots coming up in the next hour. Hey, it's just 50 minutes to go.
That's right. Now, Charles Vandenberg became Mr. Gay World in February of 2010.
Yes,
last year now. I was going to say this year. And we had the opportunity to have a bit of a chat with him. Now, he spoke with us about a couple of things, the first of which was the highlights since winning the competition.
Yes.
And then also what it's like to be Mr. Gay World.
Here's Shal. So, Shal, what have been some of the highlights for you so far since winning the title of Mr. Gay World? I can just imagine that you have had countless amounts of guys, maybe even girls and middle-aged housewives, you know.
And everything in between.
And everything in between hitting on you. How's that been for you?
You know what? I think it's the everything in between that always surprises me in any case. You know, like the typical housewife is great, you know, and the typical guy is fine, but it's the everything in between that you always like. I mean, I remember the one night, and I was at one of our bars, you know, like one of our lounges, and this random girl just came up to me and said she got a pen in her hand, and she goes, "Hey, would you mind signing my boot?" And I'm like, "What?" It's like the most random thing. I would never expected a girl in a gay club to come up to me. Anyway, so it was quite funny to see that. But highlight, you know, I think obviously it's not crazy busy every single day. But the highlights for me definitely are when I get to meet other people from different countries, you know, and just experiencing their culture and how they do things. It's almost like it's a great experience for me myself, you know. So that's definitely a highlight. And when I just see people excited about being who they are and just being proud about who they are and what they stand for, that excites me because I think, you know, you kind of get to a point where you feel, you know, things are going slow and, you know, nothing happening. And then you meet these incredible people and they just kind of like stir something up in you again to realize that, hang on a second, I'm doing this for a really good purpose, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
So those are really all the highlights for me. And, I mean, definitely the traveling without saying is a highlight for me too, you know.
Charles Vandenberg there talking about the highlights since winning Mr. Gay World earlier this year.
Wasn't he such a sensation to have on the show? He was such a lovely guy.
He is.
And enjoying every minute of interviewing him, it was a pleasure. Absolutely. Now, you can, of course, SMS us on this last show, 0427JOY949, email on it at joy.org.au, but we've got more of Charles talking about what it means to win the Mr. Gay World title.
Now, I know a lot of people think the Mr. Gay World competition is just people walking around in their Speedos and being waxed and all buffed and all that kind of stuff, but there's more to it than that.
Byron, I have told people here in Australia that it is absolutely more than that.
Thank you, Steve. Charles, what does the title of being Mr. Gay World mean to you? Are there some kind of platforms and ideas that you believe in and you want to kind of push or share with people while you are Mr. Gay World?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, even I think people had that initial idea that it was only like some great beauty pageant. And I said to them, you know what, the actual part where you walk on a stage with a speedo on is about 15 minutes out of a 5-day schedule, you know?
Yeah.
So definitely that is not what it's really all about, you know? And for me, the more I do it, the more I realize what it really is about. And it really is about an ambassadorship. It is about somebody that can stand out and speak for often the people that are not able to speak out, you know, or speak up. It's about being that person that's not ashamed to say, hey, listen here, I am gay, and I will take a stand for what I believe in, you know. And the more I travel, the more I realize that there still is a need for that, you know. There is a need for somebody to take a stand, because whether we like it or not, the entire world does not necessarily support gay rights.
Very true. He's such an amazing man, and he's hopefully coming to Australia early this year.
Fantastic. Yes. This year, it is 2011. Do you know, last night I said it's 2012, and of course it's not. It's 2011.
Get your texts in, 0427-569-949. Give Front Desk a call, 1-300-569-949.
Lots more to come.
Yes, only 45 minutes to go.
Oh my God, I'm tearing up already.
Glitter and Tonic. Glitter and Tonic on Joy 94.9, our last ever show with Byron and Stevie T, taking you through till 7 o'clock.
43 more minutes, and on the line we have a very, very special lady. She used to be part of the show a couple of seasons ago, and she started off this show with me the best part of 3 years ago until you came along, B.
Tanya, how did you cope with that by yourself?
Look, I'm still recovering.
She's still recovering.
It's not New Year's Eve, it's Steve. I'm just recovering from that. I'm kidding. How are you doing, Snappy Toms?
We are well. Thank you for coming on air.
How you going, Byron?
I'm good, Tanya. You?
Yeah, I'm good. You're still holding up the fort while I'm gone.
Indeed.
Of course, I used to be the tonic until Byron came along.
Yes, you did.
He's here now, and, you know, back in the day, we had some good times, didn't we, Steve?
Back in the day, we did have some good times. Back in the day, I've been around for that long that, yeah, I've had to dye my hair 1,000 times in between.
Byron joined the show right after he won that competition, Miss Congeniality.
Yes, that competition, remember? And, they made a movie about it as well.
He's taken over and doing a fantastic
Byron's mum,
job.
She's messaged in. Byron's mum.
We'll just quickly thank Tanya for calling up and wishing us all the best. And you used to do the sports lounge on Joy, didn't you?
That's right, I did. And
with the lovely Brendan.
Too. Sorry?
With the lovely Brendan and Beau.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
Oh, yes. How could you forget? How could you forget?
How could I forget? And, I hope you guys have a great last show. And, you know, you've put in a lot of work and trashed a lot of celebrities. And you've really, really earned your spot as the number one celebrity show on Joy.
Thank you, Tanya.
Tanya, now, did you like The Chaser, the TV show?
I did like The Chaser, though. They were very sneaky.
Oh, cool. Well, Stevie T and I chatted with Jules Morrow, who's one of the guys from The Chaser.
Oh.
This is before the election of...
Is he the one that dressed up as Osama bin Laden?
I think he was one of them. He's the one that has the glasses.
Okay.
They're all crazy, especially Julian.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. It's coming up soon.
It is coming up now, actually. We asked him for his election prediction for the federal election. This is what he had to say.
And who did he tip? Saddam Hussein?
Well, you have to listen.
Julia, of course.
Thanks, Tanya, for calling up.
Cheers, Tan. No, have a great night. Bye. Thanks for joining us.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Here you go, Julian. I have to ask, who's your hot pick to take out the election here?
Look, it's pretty hard to say. If I had to put money on it, and unlike senior ALP figures, I haven't put money on it yet. I think I'd back the government home for a second term, even though, you know, it's almost in spite of themselves at this stage. I think Abbott's run a much better and more effective campaign, but I think that the novelty factor of Julia Gillard and the incumbency will probably get them across the line.
Scrape over by a nose.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Well,
and that's some nose, isn't it?
It could get you across many lines, that knows. But in my kind of, you know, drift towards middle age, I just like things that are more anarchical and unexpected. So the more houses of parliament that can be hung or unbalanced, the better, as far as I'm concerned. So I think it'll definitely be a Green Senate, and it wouldn't bother me if it was a hung lower house either.
We like anything that has hung in it.
He was eerily close to that, wasn't he, predicting or thinking that it might be a hung parliament?
Your mother sending in messages making me cry is not good.
She sent us an email in on erichjoy.org.au. We'll get to that one a bit later.
We will.
Jules Morrow. The Chaser boys haven't been around for a while, a few months now, and he, explain the reason for that and their future plans as well. Yeah. Julian, what about you guys, the Chaser crew, after the election? What are you guys going to be doing?
We've all got nervous breakdowns scheduled in for August. I'm not quite sure about that. Probably a lot of time in rehab. Yes. Look, I mean, we've been working together for a long time now. As you said before, really over about 11 years now. And what we tend to do is do a major project, then have a little bit of time off, and then come together and work out what the next big project will be. We're not great planners. We certainly do have a commitment to working together and through our own production company again. Mm. And we've got a few little things that, you know, kind of the germs of ideas that we've been tossing around, but we haven't really advanced them much beyond that. It's one of the difficulties of doing an election show. Like, you can make a decision, as we did halfway through last year, that we wanted to do an election show, you know, because we thought that the contest between Kevin Rudd and Malcolm Turnbull was going to be so great that we couldn't possibly miss it. And we got that profoundly
wrong. Look how far we've come.
but it kind of hangs over your head then, because you don't quite know when it's going to be, so you can't really commit to anything big and new until the election comes, and then when it does come, you know, it's all consuming. So that's a long way of saying don't know.
That was Jules Morrow from
Isn't he a treasure?
Chase. Yes, indeed. Now, the studio is getting a bit crowded, Steve. We've got a few guests up here. We're having a bit of a party.
Special people in here. Get your blowers ready and start to blow, because it's the last 40 minutes of the show.
We've got Gavin in the studio, popped up to say hi and goodbye, I guess, for our final show.
Hey, Gabby.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, good, thank you. Now, you had a special request tonight.
Oh, yeah. I really like this song from DHT, and it's called Listen to Your Heart. I guess, you know, on the first day of 2011, and you think about what happened, you know, in the last decade.
Mm. And, or just on New Year's Eve in general.
Yeah, really. I know. And this song just reminds me of my families and friends from Adelaide, and, you know, moved here from at the end of September, and lucky have Byron here. And yeah, I guess no matter what happens in your life, people move on, you know. Mm. We all move on to do different things and meet different people.
That's right. But the important thing is to listen to your heart, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
And so, keep listening to G&T for the next 35 minutes.
No worries. Yeah. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Gabby.
Thanks, Gab.
Thank you.
The last ever Glitter and Tonic here on Joy 94.9 with Byron and Stevie T. Send us a text in 0427569949.
Or send us an email.
On air at joy.org.au. Or give us a call. Give us a call.
I'm going to do this.
You're going to do it, are you?
Your mum sent us a message in.
She has.
And
she
I think
has.
You should read
a
it
A lovely
out.
Email. She said, well done, Byron and Stevie T. I've enjoyed the verbal banter between you both. Make sure you meet up every week from now on. So that you don't go through withdrawals from not seeing each other. Hope you've had heaps of fun doing the show and meeting lots of people. I love the way you finish the shows off. Love as always, Mama.
Oh,
thank you,
Sally. And that's beautiful.
Mum, that brought a tear to Stevie T's eyes.
It did. You were getting misty.
Yeah.
0427 Joy 949. Email on it at joy.org.au. The last half an hour of G&T. But now, what's coming up?
We've got a couple of special guests in the studio, a couple of listeners that have popped in to say hi and goodbye, as Gavin did before, and just to meet us.
C and Leo.
Yes, C and Leo. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, guys.
How are you doing? It's good to see you.
I'm doing all right, considering the first days of the new year. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, C, and Happy New Year, Leo.
Same to you.
You had a good time? Good night?
Yeah, a lot of alcohol, but recovering today.
Oh, good.
Just like everyone else.
I don't think I've stopped yet.
You haven't stopped yet.
my party is still continuing.
We don't condone drinking on this show.
Especially excessive drinking.
Exactly.
I was talking about orange juice, by the way.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that always helps. Vitamin C, very good for you.
I got gin in mine.
You got gin in yours, yeah.
Hey, guys, thanks for dropping in on our last ever show. You enjoying it?
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
You sound excited.
Of course.
Yeah.
But the question is, what are you guys going to do after the show?
Well, I think even though it was New Year's last night, we're going to keep it going for a bit, don't we?
I think we do. Yeah. I think we need to. Definitely. Yeah. Yep.
Have a drink, couple of drinks of orange juice, you know.
Orange juice.
Yes.
Keep it happening.
With the gin in it as well. But see, we just like to make a point of mention every week for the past season. C found us. Actually, the last season also C found us, and every week you sent us either one
emails
message
and texts and everything. So or two messages. You've been such a loyal listener, C. Thank you.
I just love you guys, and
thank you.
Oh,
well, I know what I like.
Yeah.
Good on you. Thank you.
We'll keep listening to Joy, even though we're leaving. And you take good care. And Leo?
Yeah, well, I'm new to this, so I will.
How are you going to cope without Glitter and Tonic in your life?
Given that he's never listened to us before, I'm sure he'll be able to cope quite well, yeah.
Now, see, you had a song that you quite like, and we thought we'd play it for you.
All right, yes. This one I've been trying to get Stevie to play it for me.
I played it a lot of times.
Not every time I request, though.
What song?
Anyway, I hear from Alexis Jordan, Happiness.
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 Love this song. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for having us, too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Traffic is making me sick. Boy, I can't wait to have you near. I gotta hurry, hurry, hurry now. Quick, quick, quick. Just step on the gas, 'cause I don't wanna miss this. This opportunity will only come once in my life. My life. I gotta hurry, hurry, hurry now. Quick, quick, quick. Just step on the gas, 'cause I don't wanna miss this. See what you're bringing me, boy, it's priceless. I gotta be out of my mind not to try this. Through strength I found love. In time I found myself in happiness. Through strength I found love. In time I found myself in happiness. You can give to me, I can feel it when you're holding me close. You're like one of the world wonders. I know I'm going under. Come see that I'm ready for this. And you're so good for me. You're my true joy. You make me want to say
Joy 94.9. Real voices, real good radio.
Glitter and Tonic here with Byron and Stevie T on Joy 94.9. Less than half an hour to go.
25 minutes.
Show finishes.
I know, it's been crazy. What a big show. And hey, keep getting your messages in 0427 Joy949 email on air at joy.org.au.
Give us a call at the front desk. We might even put you on air. It's 1300 569 949. Now, we've spoken with a few people who have been involved with the show over the last couple of years, and
but
we have another one.
But one of the very special ones is yes. Our very, very good friend to the show, Mr. Andrew Cray, the founding editor of DNA Magazine. How are you, Andrew?
Byron, hello.
Hey,
thank
Andrew.
You very much.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Yes. To you.
How are your hangovers today?
I'm feeling
what,
okay.
What hangovers? What are you talking about?
Steve's got the makeup piled on, so you can't tell if he has bags under his
Steve's
eyes.
Steve's a trooper.
Yeah.
I am. Yes.
He's a party boy. And you're feeling all right?
I'm perfectly all right. I'm fighting fit.
Ah, good.
Oh, that's good to hear. Now, Andrew, let me in on the goss. What was happening in Sydney Town last night?
It was a very big night. It was a very big night. Of course, as you know, the fireworks just go mental. So the 9 o'clock fireworks, which I call the family fireworks, they were nice. But the midnight fireworks just went berserk. Did you see them?
No. We had
actually,
fireworks in
yes.
Melbourne.
Yes, we did. They were on the TV.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we had it on were. The background. Mm.
But the big gay stuff doesn't really happen in Sydney until now. Like, it wasn't happening last night.
Suddenly.
So at the moment, there's a party on called Fag Tag. And that's down at the overseas passenger terminal. And that's a combined fag tag bitch party. So all the boys and girls are partying together. And then later on tonight at home, there's a party called Day One, which is featuring the Freemasons.
Oh, that will
nice.
Be fun.
Yeah.
And what about you? You attending any of these events or are you just staying home?
Of course
he is. I will be
popping
down to catch up with the Freemasons later on this evening, yeah.
Ah, cool.
Wonderful.
Now, when you say catch up, do you mean you're actually catching up with them?
Yeah. Oh, no, I sounded like I know them. No, I don't know them at all. Yes, the Freemasons and I, we just sit around, you know, chewing the fat, you
of
know,
course
reminiscing
you do.
Over times that we mixed Beyonce albums together.
Is there a big year for you coming up as well, you think?
Very big year for us coming up.
Yep.
More of the same. Lots of swimwear parties.
Nice.
Stevie, what about
yes.
Byron at the pool party?
That
was
really?
Fun.
Are they in this next issue?
Yes, they are. Yes, yes.
I'll be sure to post them around the studio here and in the streets.
you can see them now by going online.
Cool, that'll be cool.
Your Facebook profile
yeah,
picture
right.
coming up.
well, if there's lots of swimwear, we're happy. So sounds
exactly.
good. Sounds like a promising year. Okay, Andrew, thanks so much for joining us,
and thank you.
Thanks
very
for all
much.
The support over the last few months as well.
Thanks for having me on the show. It's been fantastic, and good luck to you both this year.
Thanks.
Thank
you, too,
you
Andrew.
Best of
we'll
luck.
See you soon.
We'll speak
Cheers.
Soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Oh, the lovely Andrew Cray.
Founding editor of DNA.
It rhymes.
Yes, I know.
Cray
doesn't
and DNA.
Just 0427 Joy 949. But what we want you to do, and we're a little bit interested, call 1300 Joy 949. And we may just put you on air to have a little chat with us in our last 23 minutes of G&T 2011, not 2012.
No.
Hi, this is Danny Minogue, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
If you just tuned in to Joy, this is the last ever episode or show of Glitter and Tonic here with Byron and Stevie T.
It is. It is. Many memories, many messages of support. We've had a message in there from one of my work colleagues.
Lovely Annie. She said to say hi, and she thinks our farewell performance is a hoot. Congratulations. Enjoy your breakaway from broadcasting. Thanks, Annie.
Thanks, Annie.
Big
you're beautiful.
Hugs to you. Yes,
yeah,
she is.
Right back at you, and we hope you've had a great New Year's. The show is not over yet. We have 18 more minutes to go.
We spoke with Bridget Duclos last year, who is a radio presenter on
yes.
Mix.
Mix 101.1, Mix Mornings with Bridget and Limo.
Nice
great plug there.
Plug there, yes.
Good,
that's right.
Yes, yes, good.
There were a couple of moments from this interview that you quite enjoyed. Remember that show Cougar Town with Courtney Cox that
I
came
know.
Out?
Didn't that just can itself?
Yes, we had a bit of a chat with her about that. And
it was lovely.
What a massive fan you are, but not in a stalker kind of way.
No, I just really like her.
Yeah. Now, Bridge, Steve has told me, and he's been raving on about this for the last few weeks,
Steve.
What a massive fan he is of yours.
I can't believe that,
Steve. Yeah, how old are you?
Just 21.
Oh, I love you even more now. No 21-year-old men love me. Well, not the ones, you know, that I'm going to, you know, do my cougar thing on anyway.
do a Courtney Cox.
Yeah, do a Courtney. That is the worst show on television.
I haven't watched
Cougar Town. Yeah. I actually love it.
Oh, you don't?
I think she's... Well, it's on when we're on. So,
well, that's true.
Because we used to be on Wednesday nights.
But as a potential cougar myself, having in that age group, I reckon she makes... I can't stand what she does. It's embarrassing.
Right.
We're not like that.
I need to watch it to realise how bad it is.
Well, she's awful and she overacts and she's terrible.
Mm. Yeah, I just think it's a fun, sexy show.
Oh, do you? Well, anyway,
sit over here in the corner.
Let's get back on Dear Loving Me, will we?
Steve, obviously you're in the minority there because no one likes Cougar Town. It's not even air anymore.
I was not even around, but I should have more to say about coming...
Well, you and I, we always have this big debate because I like to rock up to the studio in shorts and thongs and you get quite dressed up. You put the makeup on, you got your handbag, your dress shoes on. And we raised this with Bridget Duclos.
Yes. And here's what she had to say.
Favorite.
It's great because you can just rock up wearing whatever you want, really. See, no one can see
Byron it. Byron has this rule, Bridget, that you can rock up wearing whatever. And I think you do.
You can, pretty much.
I like to dress up for the radio, even though no one can see
he
me.
He does it for me.
Is that why you're called Glitter?
Yeah, little sparkles. So.
Because you've got lovely jewellery on and you do look quite glittery and lovely, whereas I can see you're more the tonic.
That's
Byron,
right.
With
that's
the more,
right.
The more conservative
smooth
gear
kind
on.
Of, you know, whatever.
But do you know what? I do think I do think you feel better if you're dressed up. Like when I come in, when I'm looking like a dog.
You look hot.
But you don't perform well. Thank you. That's very nice. But some mornings I look like, I can't even tell you, I look like basically a half-eaten pasty. And those days I find I don't talk as well.
Oh,
so
really?
I do believe it's like wearing nice underwear.
But I have to say, over the time,
it's like wearing nice underwear.
Well, I have to say, I always wear nice underwear to the studio. But
no matter if you look like, what did she say?
I don't know, a half-eaten pasty? Is that what you
half-eaten pasty, yeah.
But I think you're kind of changing because today you said to me, I feel like wearing thongs. I think that's the first time I've heard you say that.
I know, I feel like wearing thongs.
You're changing slowly and slowly but surely. Better late than never, I guess they say. Bridget also starred in Channel 10 show Smarter Than a Fifth Grader. Remember that one with Sandra Sully?
Sandra Sultry.
And here she is telling us about that.
Do you remember that show Sandra Sully hosted? They used to do those Australia's Greatest Sultry.
Sandra Sultry.
Yes.
Does she like that?
She's gorgeous.
Does she like the sultry? Does she take it in her stride?
She's like a koala bear too, I reckon.
Yeah.
So she's not sultry. She's more just gorgeous and you want to sort of, you know, she's
hugger and stuff.
She's gorgeous. But that was a lot of fun. But the thing was you had to choose a new category, a special category in case you got to a certain level. And people were choosing, you know, World War II or biomechanics or whatever. And I chose the Brady Bunch as my special
The Brady Bunch.
Which was highly
camp.
Embarrassing when they said it out loud because I realised that other people actually had intelligent subjects of specialty.
Marsha.
I'm glad you know because I thought you boys might be a bit young for the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, I remember it. And the movies they had, of course.
I've rewatched them on like the pay TV.
Oh, exactly. And who'll ever forget the Brady Brides? That was a wonderful little
spin-off. Never saw that one, unfortunately.
Well, don't worry. It'll be back.
Did I miss out on much?
Sure. No, Marsha and Jan get married and decide to live together. It's just lovely.
Really. Oh, so like beautiful. Sort of like Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, a bit like Laverne and Shirley.
Well, I love all those old style shows.
Well, it was going off in the Brady house because Greg was cracking on to the mother and then apparently Marsha was having an affair with one of the, it was all on for young and old. Really.
Yeah. It's a bit like brothers and sisters.
She knows way too much about the Brady Bunch, I think.
I know, doesn't she? The gorgeous Bridget Duclos. 40 minutes left to G&T here on Joy 94.9. Forever.
Forever.
Forever. Forever. Cheryl Cole promises.
Byron and Stevie T. I never understand what she's saying at the end there. I think it's in French, but I still don't know what it means.
I think it may be made up. Good old Cheryl. Good old Cheryl.
She's that crazy. She's probably
She's a bit crazy.
Yeah.
0427JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au and call 1300JOY949. They are the ways to get in contact. Last chance, last 10 minutes to say, hey, Stevie T and Byron, Byron, Stevie T, good luck.
Yeah, and thank you for listening.
Thank you. Absolutely.
And all that kind of stuff. Now, I came across a local artist. His name's Stephen Jordan. He's got this track called Searching, which I played to you before the show, and you really liked this
one,
really
didn't
you?
I really did. It's very
quite
nice.
Quite catchy, so I hope you guys like it.
Let us know. 0427JOY949. Glitter and Tonic.
Stephen Jordan with Searching.
Sorry. It is indeed 6:55. 5 more minutes.
You're about to cry.
I am about to cry.
Steve, can I say
big smile, a big smile.
It's been an incredible and amazing experience with you the last couple of years, getting to co-host with you. We've certainly had our ups and downs, and times you've frustrated me like hell, and times you made me laugh like I've never laughed before.
Times we've made each other cry, and so many wonderful memories, and it's on this occasion that we say thank you to all of you who have listened to us over the past couple of years, and to all of you who have given us support and feedback over the past few years. It's just been amazing. I'd like to thank everyone here at Joy, the management, who have supported us, and past and present. It's been wonderful being here at Joy and bringing you a radio show every week. And to Byron, of course, how could I have done this without you? I don't know that the radio show would have gone on so successful if you hadn't come along and join me with the show. So
thank you, Steve. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be a part of Glitter and Tonic. It's been incredible. I've got to do and see and meet people I never would have got to.
Well,
so
most
I've
people don't know Glitter and Tonic without you, so it's very fitting that we say goodbye as one.
Oh,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess we've shared a lot of memories with you over the last couple of hours of our favourite points of the show, and we hope that you've really enjoyed going down memory lane and going back to those special places.
That's right. A big thank you to everybody who's listened in, who's texted us, who's called us, people like C,
exactly,
who came in
who's sitting here right next to us. That's thank you right. So much to dedicated listeners and to everybody who has supported us yet again.
And tonight's show will be podcast. We've already got the first hour down pat,
and that is so true. But I would just like to say to our mothers who are listening,
yes, indeed,
that without you, we would not have been here. So without you, we are dedicating this song to, well, not this song, but this whole show to our mothers.
Yes, thank you so much for listening and really appreciate
and
the support.
Yeah, look, they've both been part of our show for one more message. One more message. Look at this. Look at this. Don't cry, Stevie, your mascara will run. Okay, good.
Well, what a nice note to finish on.
Nice note to finish it on.
Thank you, everybody, for all the experience. I'm sure we will be back to Joy some point in the future, but Glitter and Tonic is
officially the end.
But tonight, we're going to celebrate.
We are going to celebrate with one of our favourites.
That's right.
I got a feeling, but until next time, whenever...
Wherever.
That maybe. Sounds like Shakira, maybe. I'll catch you on the dance floor and maybe just at the bar.
And I'll catch you at
the
bar.
At the bar also.
And also the dance floor, I think. I feel like having a bit of boogie tonight.
I know, tell me about it. Yeah, it's all on, but until next time, guys.
Guys, thank you so much for everything.
And whatever you wish for, hopefully that comes true. Much love. Mwah!
See ya.
Ciao.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Glitter and Tonic, very naughty and just a drop of nice.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.